Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One more day. One more day.
I've just done my 130th mock draft. I'm not posting them all because I think that would be excessive.
You think?
Yeah. But I am able to, for what it's worth now, again, I say this to Carl all the time, the only thing the NFL is not squeezing money out of is coming up with their own website for their own mock draft, as opposed to all these other companies
which
have them.
That's true.
And I'm surprised Goodell and somebody at headquarters in New York hadn't come up with this. But take all of their stuff from the NFL Network, because you get all these draft breakdowns, and you see the stuff online. And you could put that into a program, and that'd be it. And then we'd all be going off the same stuff that Rich Eisen's going off of on draft night. You know, that'd be kind of cool. So the one thing is, guys come up with these drafts, you're like, something you'd never happen because of the valuations or anything. So I drive Carl nuts with this stuff. But yeah, there's some, if you get guys to work with you, you could trade down and get all the stuff you need, brother. But it all takes two to tango.
It does. It does. And by the way, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate, guys. As we talk about the countdown to the draft, and I do have a question for you. James Palmer is going to join us, NFL insider reporter as well, here in less than 15 minutes, and we'll get his opinions on the Falcons and what he thinks about some of these players we've been talking about, because we've just been trying to give you all the things, right? I want to give you all the things, and then let's see how it plays. I was talking to a guy on Twitter, Mike. It's Twitter, not X, to me, and he says, Dukes, didn't you want Tack McKinley? No, I didn't even know who the hell Tack McKinley was. When they drafted him, right, the thing that was appealing was the edge, and I mean that in a good way,
right,
that we thought he would bring.
A little crazy.
A little
good kind of crazy.
He was crazy.
You know, like a Draymond Green kind of,
correct,
hey, energize the
correct
team. He'll be a little kooky for,
yes,
Cocoa Puffs.
Yes.
But it didn't work.
No, it did not. So I was not clamoring for Tack McKinley.
I think that week we talked about T.J. Watt. You know, J.J. Watt's brother. But, you know, the knockout was, well, he doesn't fit a 4-3.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, again, that, okay.
Whatever.
Teams that think that in the box don't win anything. You take the bet. That's where you take the athlete and you make it work, right?
Yeah. So anyways, we were having that conversation. And then it got back into the edge rushers. And, you know, he's talking about Dallas Turner. And maybe you're not seeing everything. No, I'm seeing everything. He's a tremendous athlete. And we gave you the odds earlier, and we'll give them to you again from Bet Online. He still has the highest, right, odds of going at 8. But there's about 10 other guys that have odds as well that I think that could actually happen there. So, but here's the thing. Let me ask you this. And why doesn't it happen? And I want you to answer this for me, because I'm tired of hearing, well, we need this, and why don't we just draft this? if you need a specific position, why don't you draft just that position? Are you following me? We need edge. Why don't the Falcons use their first four picks to pick edge?
Right.
If you need offensive line, why don't you just use all five of your picks to pick offensive line? I'm asking you this question, and by the way, you can go look at every draft you've ever seen. No team has ever done this. But the fact is, if you feel like this is the pressing need for my team, why don't more teams take more than one at that position? Why?
Yeah, it's a good point. Now, you could argue it was tackle and edge rush, but the Rams went and addressed the needs. They got two guys for their defensive line. You could I'm glad you asked that question, Carl, because in my mock drafts, I get two of everything. It's a contact sport. That's why the Patriots used to – now, when they were doing it well, and maybe it's a testament to Belichick's genius that he missed on so many, but he had so many more picks than everyone else. There were some picks where he had 12 and 13 picks.
Yep.
And they could hit on it because, as you guys know, contact sport, the better odds of hitting, you get more chances.
Correct.
So that's why and all my mocks, I take two of everything. I take two corners, I take two edge rushers, and then the rest is the best athlete available.
And that's why it's a mock.
Correct. Because no one ever freaking does
it. Because teams don't do it. But I'm asking you, if you're so convinced that we need edge, well, then let's just draft four edge rushers. Why not in the first, second, third, fourth round? Why not? Is there a rule that says you can't?
No.
Well, there isn't.
The only thing is, and this is where you get into the reality of the 53-man roster.
Correct.
Is where you're going to – that's why, guys, it's when somebody goes down in the NFL, we're like, wow, now we saw this on the Falcons 2 years ago. Now we're onto a guy that was, like, working at UPS playing corner.
That's right.
Because you just don't have it. That's why I've always felt, especially if they ever get to this 18-week schedule, they should have a 60-man roster, but they don't because owners are cheap.
They got to expand the rosters.
But that's where they need to go. It's a great point. But that's why there's only so many guys, and you got to play special teams if you're a scrub, and it's got to fit.
And that is why teams don't do it. So for everybody's like, well, we just need, you know, edge. Why don't we just draft edge? That's why you don't draft four edge rushers in four rounds consecutively because, to Mike's point, that's just unrealistic to how you roster build.
Right.
So now what has to happen is you've got to look at your entire roster and go, we've got six corners. How many can really play? How many are really going to contribute? Right. Mike, you know what? We need to add at least two guys in the draft.
I don't think – I mean, if you want to go with – the more that I'm looking at these mock drafts
– You want to go corner?
I want to go corner, and the dude that I want is Quinyon Mitchell.
He's
got blazing speed. Everybody just – it's almost universal that how much they think this guy's got the juice. And if you hadn't seen the breakdown on him, the analysis, I mean, some of the best advanced coverage metrics, if you're a nerd, if you're into that PFF stuff, the guy's got speed. The only thing they say, he's got to have a little more experience in press coverage, but his athleticism can make up for a mistake because he's so quick.
Yeah.
So that's a dude that I would take. I know we've spent some time talking about White Boy Rick. We joke around about Cooper DeJean, but that's maybe a little bit later in the draft. And then some guys go, well, he's a Mac. I don't think the conference has anything to do with that.
No,
we've seen that over the years.
No, it doesn't matter anymore, guys. Listen, all these teams and offensive coordinators, they're all running very similar things. You're defending things that Ohio State runs and Georgia runs and Alabama runs. So what? You went to UCF.
Right.
So what? You went to Ohio. I mean, like, that doesn't matter. If you can play, they're going to find you, and you're going to be on this board.
And if you're looking at corners, guys, but there's clearly two tiers. There's the Quinyon Mitchell, Terrion Arnold, Nate Wiggins, DeJean, Kool-Aid McKinstry, and then you get to the other. Then there's like the second tier. Just some names to think about for the second round.
The Alabama corner is
well, you got McKinstry and you've got Terrion Arnold.
Terrion Arnold is the other.
Some
guy.
Some guys feel he's the guy. Is the best.
I like Terrion Arnold a lot. Right. But Mike, if they went there at eight, and again, assuming we stay, if we
then,
move
then
back,
you go get edge rush. Where you get edge rush?
Correct.
Right.
I'm with that plan. Right.
And then, as we said to Torrey McElhaney, who, by the way, has got us taking – who was that defensive tackle from Texas?
Byron Young. That's a coach. Murphy.
Yep, Byron Murphy the second out of Texas. Hook him. So she's got us taking that dude. Now, I don't know what that means if we're picking at eight or we're moving down a little bit. But when you look at the corners, and I just – there are other names. Just real quick, I'll throw some at you. Ennis Rakestraw from Mizzou. You got a dude, TJ Tampa from Iowa State. Would you be interested in Kamari Lassiter try him out as a nickel? I mean, that's guys. Now we're getting into the back end of the second, and now into the third round.
Yeah.
But just a thought.
And I like all of that. That's the thought process I think the Falcons are going through. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Answer that. If we need it, why don't we just draft straight through? No teams do it. Nobody ever does. Nobody ever goes into a draft and says, you know what? Our offensive line sucks. We need five offensive linemen. And then you see the Detroit Lions select five offensive linemen. It never happens. And the reason is because of what Mike explained. And I think that is something you have to look at. It is about depth and roster building. And if you have guys that are versatile, Mike, then guys don't come off the field, right? I mean, we've changed. Things have changed so much. Guys, Reggie White didn't come off the field because he played every down. Now, Mike, you see this package where you've got defensive linemen coming in and out. Guys are playing one, two, three plays. It depends. Certain packages, certain down and distances. All of that plays into your roster construction. So I just want to say for everybody who's like, well, I don't understand, that is the reason why you don't see it.
Right.
And it needs to be addressed because it's so easy to say, well, we need wide receivers. Let's just draft four.
Right. And I just think if you had the space, and that's why the Patriots argument, and it's funny because you go back and it does reinforce the pros and the cons of the Bill Belichick legacy. His mantra was, and other teams took this baseball idea of
give it to me.
Give me as many picks as I can, and then I will. And then if you do hit on them, one thing the other thing the Patriots did that no other teams do, with the exception of maybe guys like, you know, Aaron Hernandez before things came off the rails, Brady, Gronk. There was a lot of guys that didn't get their contracts redone.
Remember, that's right.
They let guys walk.
Walk. You're right.
And they say, go shop around in the open market. And that's nobody has the balls to do that. And that's what made them so successful for two decades.
It is a great point. And you brought this up today while we're talking about, you know, having the balls to do that. I mean, what do you make of the Steelers saying they won't pick up the option on Fields? Right? They're kind of setting that tone.
Right.
At quarterback. Now, I don't know how much they think he's actually going to play there or whatever. But you're talking about a first-round pick in 2021. Most of these guys get their options picked up regardless of the circumstances. Mike, you can get traded and the team goes, well, yeah, we're still going to pick it up, because it's cheaper to pick it up than have him played out, and all of a sudden now he's asking for a lot more money, which is potentially what could happen in with the Steelers.
You know, and then the other thing we've talked about a lot is the best athlete available. You know, I mean, based on everything we saw in college and the combine, the best athlete available could be Brock Bowers.
It's true.
So, and I know that some fans would be literally pulling their hair out if that went down, although Georgia fans would be going bananas, but then you got to find someone to trade Kyle Pitts for, right?
And wait, why? Do we know it's Kyle Pitts for sure?
I don't know.
But I mean here's what I'm thinking. Like, Zach Robinson may have a scheme in his mind if that was to happen.
But we're not running 12 personnel in a Rams offense.
Well,
on 13.
I'm just saying, I don't know if it's automatically Kyle Pitts. Mike, you don't trade the fourth overall pick, and you know that all that potential's there. If you believe in him, you might move somebody else, but I need all these guys.
I mean, unless Pitts comes back and is just, you know, if he just bought, look, that's the X factor. You're getting a bunch of players coming back. Grady Jarrett's like getting a free agent. Pitts at 100%. He was never 100% last year. Not to mention, I think we all got a little Arthur Smith fatigue and the way things got so overcomplicated and not using the right tool for the job. So maybe, you know, he gets a career resurgence. But I don't need a wide receiver, Carl, to lick the second round if you feel that you got to add, because what the hell is Darnell Mooney for?
What's up, Darnell?
You know, especially when, and we looked at this earlier, 27% failure rate on wide receivers in the first round.
Yeah.
And a success rate. I mean, 63% fail rate.
Yeah.
Check that. 73%. Florida State math. 73%
three out of four. Three out of four, especially in the first round. And everybody's talking about it, I think, because there was this article that was out about it. And listen, it's all a risk. It's just who's less risky.
Right.
Who are you willing to risk it all for? All right. See what I did there? 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. James Palmer's on the way. We love him. NFL insider. We're going to get his thoughts on all of this and much more next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to our buddy Greg Allman. Go around the NFC South. What are the other teams trying to do in this draft? It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We love James Palmer. He does a great job. He's an NFL insider. Mm-hmm. And James, it's good to have you back on the show, man. I'm curious to know or think what you want to know what you think about where the Falcons are going to go. There are a lot of scenarios that are playing out for a lot of folks right now, whether it's edge or corner. We've gone back and forth on a lot of different positions. What do you think they will do, and what do you think will happen?
Man. I mean, a lot's going to happen before them, so that's going to determine a little bit of it, and I think that's going to be where we kind of start this, right? I mean, if four quarterbacks go before them, which some people are assuming we almost guaranteed three, how does that move every other possibility within the draft? I think there's a chance that this draft, and maybe Harbaugh's been playing it this way the whole time, guys. Hey, my boy, J.J. McCarthy is the greatest player to walk the face of the earth. Oh, yeah, by the way, that allows me to start the draft at number five if somebody trades up to Arizona at four. And now I have my pick of whoever I'd like to start this this voyage here with the Chargers. But that's the way this could fall, honestly. So I'm nervous for Atlanta, honestly, because you mentioned edge, you mentioned, you know, corner. There's a lot of teams that I've talked to that are like, we don't have a defensive player in our top 10 on our board. And I don't know if there's a defensive player in this draft worthy of a top 10 pick. If Atlanta's one of those teams, do you reach for one of those positions because they're of need? And I think everybody on the planet has somehow mocked Dallas Turner to the Falcons.
Right.
What if they don't like Dallas Turner? And that, I think, lies the conundrum of sitting there at eight. But they've been fascinating because they've called about going up. Which, why would you go up if defense is your need?
Right.
Quarterback? That's fascinating. I mean, I wouldn't rule them out of the group of teams that are looking at these quarterbacks quite a bit. And I think that's trying to say we'd like to have our quarterback of the present and a quarterback of the future in line, if that's their thinking.
And that's the thing, as James Palmer joins us, we'd love to trade down. And I know Carl's been banging the drum, and my compadre is getting some traction with Latu. Latu Latu is certainly getting a lot of love late. James, the thing is, if it's J.J. McCarthy who does go to either the Cardinals or the Vikings, if they move, whoever moves up, the Vikings move up to take the Chargers or Cardinals, I should say, does somebody try to come up to get Penix, or is Penix just going to get selected in the bottom half of the first?
I don't know about bottom half. I don't know if he gets past 13.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of people are linking the Raiders to him. And, you know, obviously Atlanta's a team that went up there and had him work out. They went up to Seattle and watched him work out.
But is that a fugazi to get leverage? Is that just simply to get people like the Raiders to call?
I think that could – I mean, it doesn't hurt you. It could do both of those things at the same time, right? If you've called teams about possibly moving up, which I find fascinating that Atlanta has done that. And that's usually only for a quarterback. Well, and then you look at a quarterback, that's a pretty elaborate ruse. I mean, kudos to everybody in Atlanta if that's all they're putting together if they're not also looking at quarterbacks. But you're right. You could put other teams in the position to think you could take Penix at eight. I think they're going to have the possibility of taking him at eight. I don't think he falls into the back end of the first half of the draft, like you mentioned. I just think there's something happens – in every draft, we're like, there's a player that's not really talked about a ton in like the 2 weeks before we get to this week. And that was kind of Penix. And I feel like that's because teams are like, I hope he drops to us. Like, we really like him. And it's been the opposite with J.J. McCarthy, in all honesty. And I think quietly there's some teams that really, really like Penix. I don't know if they like him at eight. That's always the conversation we're having, right, guys, is – how you like him, but do you like him at that valued spot?
Yeah.
That's going to be the case. I think Atlanta would be in a great position if they could trade back out of eight, and then they feel much more comfortable, I would think, taking one of these edge guys when you're taking them in maybe the high teens as opposed to taking them at eight when you're looking at your board.
Yeah, that's been my argument the entire time, James, is Dallas Turner, for all that he is athletically, it's where you're picking him. And I've said he may be really good, but not at eight. I didn't want to pick him there. And if you're talking about a guy that just gets peer pressure off the edge, that's Latu. He's the best edge rusher as far as pass rusher in this draft. So it is going to be an interesting scenario for the Falcons. Let me ask you about these wide receivers, because that's the other thing that's at play here for us. The way this plays out, as you said, 3-4 quarterbacks go. Before we even pick, that means one of these top three wide receivers is going to be there for the Falcons.
Yeah. I mean, you would think if four quarterbacks go, I don't think the Giants are taking quarterback at six. If they stay there, they're one of the teams looking to move up. Them and Minnesota have been kind of the ones, you know, sniffing around at four quite a bit. And so I don't think they're taking at six the fifth quarterback option. Just doesn't seem like that would probably be Penix, and it doesn't seem like that fits Daboll and Joe Shane. So, like, would they go receiver, right? So that would maybe be
two.
The first, or probably the first receiver off the board, because a lot of people, for some reason, even though they shipped both the receivers out of town, that Harbaugh would go offensive line. And that's maybe Joe Alt. You've heard some J.C. Latham talk, actually. Those two. So essentially, you're right. It would be like you don't see Tennessee at seven picking a receiver, right? Deal they just did for Calvin Ridley. So you would have potentially one receiver off the board with the Giants if all of these trades end up happening, which just for you guys, I think the Arizona's just going to take Marvin Harrison Jr.
I think
they're going to listen to all this. They already have 11 picks. I think you take the surefire bet. So anyway, in this scenario we're breaking down, though, there's only one receiver off the board. Atlanta would be sitting there, and I know they are high on neighbors.
Right.
What if the Giants are like, we've had an LSU wide receiver that is before had some discussions about issues with coaches.
Yeah.
We don't want to go down that road again. What if neighbors is sitting there for them? It's like, oh, boy, he's pretty high on our board. But are we taking a skill position guy in the top 10 for the fourth year in a row? I don't know. I mean, that's why they're in a really – I mean, they're in an odd predicament at eight, honestly, for where the way they're built. And they're built pretty well.
Yeah, we're looking to be the East Coast version of the Rams. But as James Palmer joins us, that's the thing. It's just, you know, that when the GM has said, look, you know, he's always gone best athlete available, although Penei Sewell was probably the best, I mean, all in hindsight, or, you know, Micah Parsons, easy to say now in hindsight from the 2021 draft. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, then you get into this whole – Carl, he did give us a soundbite where he said, you know, but I'm not afraid to, you know, learn new things and evolve and stuff, which gets me to my next question. Do GMs and personnel people really buy into all the nonsense that gets spewed the 72 hours before the draft?
By us, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, all these stories. You know how it is. Somebody leaks something to somebody in the media, and then it gets – but, I mean, it's a message to another specific team, it seems like, and they actually buy some of this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the teams that are honest with themselves, I think, usually bode the best within the draft process, which means your board was set probably a few days ago. You've now just, over the last several days, gone over pretty much every single – scenario you're thinking can happen in front of you, so you're prepared the way it falls. And then every team always goes, I didn't think it would fall this way, so some other way it happens. But also, you've made your calls, and you know what it takes to go up, you know what it takes to go down. If you stay true to all of that and you don't listen to the last minute stuff, I mean, I've talked to enough coaches and GMs over the last week or so that are just like, go back to the tape, like, don't be fooled by this last portion of the puzzle. It's a piece of the puzzle, but go back to how they played. And that's where you should steer yourself best. And that's the teams that are usually, like, I always look at the Ravens. Every time they make a pick, everybody goes, so Ravens. And it's so good every time, it seems like. Because they usually stay true to a lot of those things. And the teams that talk themselves out of things and reach for things, that's when they find themselves in a difficult spot. And I don't know if they listen to anything right now, other than calls from other GMs. That's mainly what you're doing now.
Yeah, it's a great point. This is going to be really intriguing to see, especially Thursday night. You know, the Broncos make that trade, and they go get Zach Wilson for little of nothing, right? It's a seventh or sixth round swap. and I keep thinking, okay, they still are in the quarterback market, right? I mean, they got to do something here too, don't they?
Yeah, getting Zach Wilson does not take you out of a quarterback need heading into Thursday night. They are still right there in quarterback alley that everybody's talking about with, you know, Minnesota at 11, them at 12, and the Raiders at 13. I think what makes Denver so interesting is I don't think with the rebuild they're in, and I'm not alone, people around the league think this, they've probably made the calls to move up. And we're like, that might be a little richer. We want to be aggressive, but that might be too rich for what we can do. Mm-hmm. Let's get an added insurance policy. This thing with Zach Wilson has been, you know, kind of down the road for a month maybe with the Jets and the Broncos just to see. And it's interesting that it happens a few days before the draft. Maybe added insurance, you can't move up. They're one of the teams that's been linked to, like, Bo Nix. But do you pick Bo Nix at 12?
No.
I don't know about that. But the problem is Denver doesn't have a second round pick.
Right.
So that puts them in an interesting spot. I know they've made calls to move up, and like I mentioned, but they've also made calls to move back. Do you feel more comfortable picking Bo Nix than, like, the teams? But then you need somebody that wants to come up to 12, and if some of these quarterbacks are gone, who wants to put you in a difficult spot? And I'd be a little nervous of Sean McVay with a first-round pick in, I don't know, for the first time ever with the Rams at 19, and him picking Bo Nix. Honestly, that could be a wild thought. But those are two teams that have kind of linked to him. Denver's in a really interesting place. I wouldn't be surprised if they just went and, like, Brock Bowers is available at 12. Right. You know what, guys? This is going to help whatever quarterback we get. This guy, and if we – he's also, like, Penix, one of the most interesting guys in the draft, because if your offensive coordinator's not creative enough to use him, it's almost like a waste of a pick. Like, people keep linking him to the Jets, but it's like, have you ever seen Nathaniel Hackett, like, kind of go outside the box of that position? No, I've seen Sean Payton, though. I've definitely seen Sean Payton use that position really, really well. And this is a guy that does not come along very often in a lot of people's minds. Maybe that's the pick.
You look at that that Broncos, you know, quarterback room. It's like, bleh! Meanwhile, just unrelated.
I think it's the worst in the league, but I could eliminate the word thing.
By the way, Stetson Bennett is back with the Rams, whatever that was. You know, some folks, you know, some mental health or getting his head right or whatever that was. He's apparently back with the Rams. James, real quick before we cut you loose. When we're talking about the show on Friday, we'll be up at Falcons headquarters talking to our new player. The Falcons, Carl and I are talking to whom?
You know what? They might not. It's so funny. Like, am I going to go back to the name that everybody says, like Dallas Turner?
Don't do it.
No corner is worthy of that pick, and I don't want to do it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say they're talking to a quarterback, which is insane. But
that's crazy talk.
Wait. Say that again.
I think you're going to be talking to a quarterback.
Because I said this yesterday, and people said I'm nuts.
You're freaking nuts.
They said I'm crazy.
And so's James now.
Well, I am nuts, but it is. It would be really fun for you guys.
It would be. It would be great.
You don't want to reach. I'm really nervous for a team in the top 10 to go. I want to take this defensive player. That's just hard for me, just with the intel that I've gotten.
If you can't trade down, if you can't trade down.
Oh, if you can, yeah, I hope they can trade down. I think that would be great. What, they got eight picks, I think.
Yes,
And the corners, I think if you're a team looking for a corner in the second half of the first round, you're in a really good spot because all these receivers, tackles. Go tackle. How about that? I'm going to change it to tackle.
And I'm fine
never
with that.
Be terrible at the tackles. I think that would be a really good pick.
I'm fine with that. James, man, great stuff. As always, NFL Insider, we look forward to our visits with you and appreciate it, man. Enjoy the draft, my friend.
Appreciate it, guys. Good chatting with you again.
Cool. Yeah, good stuff. Where do we go? Where do we go?
I think, like I said, if you can't find a trade partner, then I think it's better odds of a wide receiver than a QB.
What he's talking about with this whole, you know, we keep talking about why we wouldn't or why I wouldn't pick a guy at that eighth spot, because that's what I continue to hear. I heard this weeks ago about nobody's worthy of that. Like, it's not that they're not good players. But there is, when you talk about value, you're talking about a salary connected to that pick. And you're saying, I don't want to pick him there.
But the if is, if all the evaluations are right, if they get it wrong. Nobody had Micah Parsons in the top eight, top four.
True.
You know, and he goes 11. So, hey, man, coming up in Guy Talk, you think you're having a good week? I got a guy having the best week in sports right now. Comes from the Sweet Science. Stay tuned for that. And one thing you can't order when you call 911 is chicken wings. Where'd that happen? Details to follow in Guy Talk next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk. It's time for shenanigans. Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Where the play is play. Hey, man, on a kind of a cloudy hump day here in the A. We'll be down at the Mercedes-Benz Field Level Suite, Joe. We'll be hanging out here getting ready for the draft.
Can't wait.
For season ticket holders, if you are a Falcon season ticket holder, you got the email and you just go to your Ticketmaster account and you get your barcode on your phone. You get to join the party, pal. Otherwise, you'll just do it on the radio. Nobody will have it better covered than we do right here on your home of the Falcons. Last night, I'm flipping back and forth because I can talk, you know, unabashedly about my love for the New York Rangers since we don't have a professional hockey team. We do, of course, have the Gladiators, but they're not in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But until we get a hockey team, Carl, you know me, I'm going to die with my Broadway blue.
Yeah.
Last night, as the Braves game literally took 2 hours, one of the fastest games in the last few years, Brandon Gaudin joined us earlier. We were talking about it with him. You can hear that conversation coming up later on the show as we get you ready for the Bravos. But anyway, I'm flipping back and forth. It's kind of funny. This is one, if you don't follow hockey, you might not be familiar with it, but a power play is when a team screws up, guy goes in the penalty box, and then you've got a disadvantage. One of your guys is in the box, other team's going to have five skaters to your four. So as this was going down last night, Carl, a Ranger player is on a breakaway, and as he's going in, and all of a sudden, the Caps player trails behind him going, puck, like it was right here. And the guy literally turns it right back to him.
Oh,
just
he
literally
fooled him.
Gives it. Now, I didn't get the name, and I've talked to all my buddies who were watching the game because I was literally going back and forth with the Braves and the Rangers. Mm. But literally, it's like somebody's skating behind. It's like, yeah, man, hey, and whatever the nickname is, Billy. You know, and the guy goes, oh, right here, as he's trailing. So, in other words, he'll screen the goalie and shoot. So they come out of the break, and it's Mark Messier, and who is it? Zuban is the other guy on the doing a great job on ESPN. And they're crying, laughing, and they're saying, yeah, because guys know other guys' nicknames. So it's like, they call him Slappy. Hey, Slappy! You know, whatever it is. So he totally deeks the guy out to basically steal the and blows the breakaway.
Oh, that's crazy.
So in baseball, you have kangaroo courts for, like,
that's right.
You'll get your balls busted if you get struck out by a position player or something like that. Well, that's the kind of thing they say he's going to have to buy some dinners for somebody.
Gamesmanship, Mike. I mean, like, he thought it was his teammate.
Right.
Right?
Now, we did talk to Danny Green earlier, speaking of gamesmanship, and he said, there's regular season and there's postseason, but he had to agree that this postseason, they're letting guys play in the NBA. So why don't they just let them, like, play like this all year round? Too many injuries?
No.
Guys' feelings getting hurt? They'll have to really work at it for 82 nights?
To your point, that's it. And I think, you know, you take away from all this fun offensive basketball that we've seen in these high-scoring games. Remember in the early in the season? Remember, I think we played the Pacers or something?
Right.
It was like 148, 145 yes. or something. I don't know, Mike. I mean, listen, I think it should be called the same throughout, but you're right. These playoffs have been intense.
Hey, man, here's a story, and I got to tell you. You want to talk about a dude who's living his best life? You saw Ryan Garcia get the big win at the Barclays the other night.
Knocked him out.
And so this guy now, who is just on top of the world, boxer Ryan Garcia, after his win over Devin Haney for the WBC Light Welterweight Championship, that was Saturday night for those who watched. I know Randy was watching. So the 25-year-old Garcia, He had just announced his engagement with an adult film star named Savannah Bond on April. She does more of the girl stuff. But anyway, they were seen holding hands.
Thank you.
And then he made the announcement. Just to clarify.
Yeah.
For the guys at home. Who would ask the next question?
No, I agree.
So he's engaged to that young lady. Meanwhile, they catch him down in South Beach holding hands with a model named Grace Bohr.
Oh!
Who's a knockout. And the guy's just living his best life. He's walking down that little walking path, which takes you to the very end of South Beach down by Smith and Walensky's, and he's holding hands with a woman with amazing tatas, the whole shebang. But wait!
There's more.
And then somebody realized, oh, wait, I just got a picture of him coming out of the hotel with somebody in a pink dress.
Oh!
So he's engaged to the one girl, seeing the other girl, and now there's photos of him making out with social influencer Alexa Delanos.
So he was having a fun weekend.
That's what I call getting it in.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, listen, Mike, is he going to get married to the porn star?
I wouldn't marry a porn star. That's just me.
Yeah.
You know, have your fun, get your kicks, but I wouldn't, you know, march down the aisle on that.
He's going to get more than kicks. Is he marrying her or they're just seeing each other?
Well, he's apparently engaged to the aforementioned porn actors, but then he's seen holding hands with this other girl who's a smoke show, and then later on he's got another girl draped all over him, kissing him and everything else.
I don't know how he's doing all this. How can you be in all these places?
Especially when we know from Mickey the Trainer and Rocky, women weaken the legs.
Well, you know what? He said, I won. I'll wait till the next fight.
Now, I don't know if the women, if he was keeping up this regimen before the fight when he beat Haney up at Barclays.
It's a lot.
But, I mean, you remember Mick? Rocky, stay away from women. They weaken the legs.
It's a lot.
Yo, Mickey, come on.
Yeah,
take it to the zoo, please, Ryan.
He's having a good. He did too.
Paulie, you're such a jerk.
He's having a good time, man. Yeah. Do you blame the champ? Do you blame this guy?
No, guys. I mean, but the photos, the article's up in the New York. You're not gonna get this in the AJC. It's in the New York Post, but it's pretty funny.
It's funny.
But there are three. I mean, pretty impressive. It's a very impressive order.
So I guess he was like, "Yo, I'm in Miami. I'm in Miami."
But I mean, you're engaged. But, you know, the thing is, if photographers are right, you know you're going to get it.
Yeah, they're following you.
But maybe him getting exposed isn't a problem for the adult film actress. Hey, now. All right. We've had a lot of crazy 911 calls over the. I don't have the audio for this, but Channel 2 has the story. When every second counts, Atlanta police say it's important to know when to call 911.
It's true.
You've been in a car accident. Someone's trying to rob you. Something bad has happened. You don't call 911 and go, 911, what's your emergency? I'm on the street. I was wondering, can I order some hot wings?
What?
Sir, that's not what 911 does. Oh, okay. Have a good day.
You too, sir.
What? Yes, Channel 2's got this story. APD admits they do love a good wing fest. They want to remind citizens 911 is for emergencies only.
Don't block up the lines with wing calls.
So next time you're craving some hot wings, remember you don't call 911. But if you do have a phone and you are semi-coherent, you could find where your neighborhood Hooters is. And if you're downtown, it's right there on Peachtree International.
I can't believe this individual had to be intoxicated, right?
Dare I say.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. But, you know, it's amazing though. We've had that before. There was a 911. Wasn't it last year? We had a 911 call. A guy talked, and the guy's like, "Yeah, I'm at McDonald's, and they forgot my barbecue sauce on my chicken nuggets." It's like, "Yes, sir. That's not really a police emergency." Anyway, there is your guy talk. Don't forget, we do have some good stuff coming down the pike for you. Our Dukes and Bell Hey Man Ale, Watermelon Lime. Our man Taylor out of Coney Brewing in Greensboro is going to be brewing up the batch, and the trucks will be rolling from Georgia Crown. So look forward in a package store near you, like Total Wine and more.
Yeah, and it's everywhere, guys. If it's not at Publix, ask for it. They will get it for you. Mm-hmm. Coming up, Greg Allman's going to join us. NFC South reporter for Fox Sports. What are the other teams in this division looking to do? We're going to talk to him about that in the draft. Our buddy Ross Tucker, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, is going to join us. Grant's going to get us caught up on what's going to happen tonight with the Braves. Lots more to get to as we count down to the NFL draft here on 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.